Come shall be found.
Shima Bhagavad. Sam, Keith, John. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Verse 24, Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Sarva sad guna mahatmye. Esa krishnam anuvrata. Ranti deva ivodaro. Yayati riva tarmika. Chant. Sarva sad guna mahatmye. Esa krishnam anuvrata. Ranti deva ivodaro. Yache eva
kama.
Sarvasad guna mahatmye.
Esa
krishnam anuvrata. Krishna Manukata Ranti Deva Ivodara Yayati Vatamika Sadhanahatme Shakrishna Manukata Ranti Deva Ivodara Yayati Vatarika Savasa Guna Mahatmye. Glorified by all godly attributes. Esha, this child. Krishnam, like Lord Krishna. Anuvataha, a fellow in his footsteps. Ranti Devaha. Ranti Deva, Eva, like Udaraha, in the matter of magnanimity. Yayati, Yayati, Eva, like Tarmikha, concerning religion. Translation, this child will be almost as good as Lord Shri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantideva. And in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The last instruction of Lord Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of... my page is stuck. Excuse me. Oh, here it is. Of the Lord alone. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord, as ill luck would have it, but one who is actually intelligent catches up the sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Association with fire makes an object hot, even in a material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities of the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have his association simply by following his instruction, because the Lord and his instruction, the Lord and his name, fame, attributes, and paraphernalia are all identical with him, being absolute knowledge. Maharaj Pariksit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life, and thus he acquired all the essential qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Ranki Dev, an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period, referred to by Narada Muni, while instructing Sanjaya. As mentioned in Mahabharata, Chandra Parva 67, he was a great king, liberal for hospitality and distribution of foodstuff. Even Lord Shri Krishna praised his acts of charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasishtha Muni for supplying him cold water, and thus he achieved the heavenly planet. Oh, wow. He used to supply roots and leaves to the rishis, and thus he was blessed by them with fulfillment of his desires. Although a kshatriya by birth, he never ate flesh in his life. He was especially hospitable to the Vasishtha Muni, and by his blessings only he attained the higher planetary residence. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in morning and evening. Yayati, the great emperor of the world and original forefather of all great nations of the world, who belong to the Aryan and Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharishi Nahusha, and he became the emperor of the world due to his elder brother becoming a great and liberated saint and mystic. He ruled over the world for several thousands of years and performed many sacrifices and many pious activities recorded in history, although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories. He fell in love with Devayani, most beloved daughter of Shukracharya. Devayani wished to marry him, but at first he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of a Brahmin. According to Shastras, a Brahmin could marry the daughter of a Brahmin. They were very much cautious about Varna Sankara population in the world. Shukracharya amended this law of forbidden marriage and induced Emperor Yati to accept Devayani. Devayani had a girlfriend named Shamishta, who also fell in love with the emperor and thus went with her friend Devayani. Shukracharya forbade Emperor Yati to call Shamishta into his bedroom, but Yati could not strictly follow his instruction. He secretly married Shamishta also and begot sons by her. When this was known by Devayani, she went to her father and lodged a complaint. Yayati was very much attached to Devayani, and when he went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Shukracharya was angry with him and cursed him to become impotent. Yayati begged his father-in-law to withdraw his curse, but the sage asked Yayati to ask youthfulness from his sons and let them become old as the condition of his becoming potent. He had five sons, two from Devayani and three from Shamishta. From his five sons, namely Yadu, Turvasa, Druyu, Anu, and Puru, five famous dynasties, namely the Yadu dynasty, Yavan Turk dynasty, the Poj dynasty, the Lecha dynasty, Greek, and the Parva dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planets by dint of his pious acts, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandson and friend Shidi, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembly members of Yamaraj, with whom he is staying as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gave in charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son agreed to award him his youthfulness when he was troubled with lustful desires, even for 1,000 years. Finally, he became detached from worldly life and returned the youthfulness again to his son Puru. He wanted to hand over the kingdom to Puru, but his noblemen and subjects did not agree. But when he explained to his subjects the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as the king, because Emperor Yayati retired from family life and left home for the forest. Mukam karati vachalam bhangam langate giri yakitantamaham vande shikaratinatavanam Om Gyanati Marandasya Gyananjara Shalakaya So here it says, it's a wonderful verse because Krishna's name is there. And so that makes it a very special verse. We got Krishna here. And so far they compared Parikshit to so many wonderful people, but now even Krishna he's being compared to, almost as good as Krishna. So how to become almost equal to Krishna? Prabhupada explains in the purport how to do this. The last instruction of Lord Krishna Bhagavad Gita is, one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of the Lord alone. So this is how to become almost equal, by following in the footsteps. What does it mean to follow in the footsteps? Less intelligent persons do not agree to this instruction, but as ill luck would have it, the one who is actually intelligent catches up the sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. So in case you forgot, that verse is Sarva Dharmam Pritaja Mame Kamsha Nambaja Ahang Tvam Sarva Papevyo Vokshi Shami Ma Shicha. Surrender to me. Give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me. And I will protect you. So Arjuna, when he heard Bhagavad Gita, he was giving so many reasons why he will not fight. And Krishna told him so many ways that he could become free from his sins and why he should fight. Karmio, Ganyo, Shtangyo. Now at the end of Gita, Krishna is saying, no, just forget everything I told you. Forget all these other ways and just surrender to me. Mame Kam, it's a shortcut. Accept me and I will protect you. So he also promises in Gita, if you surrender, I will carry what you lack and protect what you have. So what's the difference between all these other paths, karma, jnana, yoga, and surrender to Krishna? You get a personal relationship with Krishna when you surrender to him, and Krishna is looking for that. So how to surrender? Of course, he tells you in the verse before, mamana, bhagavad bhakta, majaji, mam, muskulu. That you always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer obeisances. So this is also in the purport part, it says the same thing. Association with fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. And so to follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. So follow his instructions, again the same instructions from Bhagavad Gita. So we just have to accept Krishna, as I also quoted Prabhupada before, that we have so many problems we think we have to solve, but Prabhupada says no, we only have one problem, and that is how to accept Krishna. And he's asking us to accept him. Ma may come, please accept me. And Prabhupada he quoted this verse in many different ways. He translated it according to how he was speaking. So one time in the early days he was talking, he was quoting this verse, Sarva Dharmam Pritaja, you know, abandon all varieties of religion. And he said to the hippies, to the devotees, well, you've already done that. That part's, you've already abandoned all varieties of religion. So just surrender. You don't have to worry about the first part. That's for the Indians. But you've already, that's no problem for you. We went to India, they said, what about Shiva? What about Durga? We said, yeah, Krishna, why not Krishna? Yeah, Krishna's cool. He has long hair, he dances, he plays flute. Okay. So, again, another time in London, he was giving a lecture that, you know, everybody who's not Krishna conscious, they want this, they want that, they want so many things. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, give up all this nonsense. There was another translation of that verse. Give up all this nonsense. Simply take me. So if we surrender, then Krishna promises us protection. What about, in Gita, it talks about protection. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness. Because a sannyasi, this is from 16th chapter, verses 1 to 3. A sannyasi has to be alone without any support or guarantee of support. He simply has to depend on the mercy of the Lord. And if you think, oh, after I leave my family, who will protect me? you should not accept sannyas. So one must be fully convinced, and this is for everyone, that Krishna, or his aspect as Paramatma, he's seeing and he knows what we intend to do. Prabhupada says, one must have firm conviction Krishna as Paramatma will take care of a soul surrendered to him. Then he tells us how we should think. I shall never be alone. Even if I live in the darkest regions of a forest, I shall be accompanied by Krishna, and he will give me protection. That conviction is called abhayam, fearlessness. In another lecture, he said that Krishna is giving us protection, but not as much as he wants to give us, because we don't accept it. So he gives us protection as much as we want, but not as much as he wants to give us. He wants to give us much more. And then here's another translation of this verse. Give up your own manufactured, concocted means of protection and just surrender to me, and I will give you protection. So there's so many different ways he translated this verse when he would speak. So we might think, well, okay, Krishna's giving protection. Well, when does that start? How much do I get? Well, we know the story of Ambarish, that he was protected by Sudarshan Chakra. And although he was in such danger, Prabhupada said, he didn't move an inch from his position, and he didn't even ask the Lord for protection. But he got it. And so Srila Prabhupada in the purport says that the Lord already knew what was going to happen. He already arranged the protection for him. The Lord knows how to protect his devotees. So here in the purport, this is in 9th canto, 4th chapter, Prabhupada says, this protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Did you know that? From the day you start, the protection starts. Your insurance starts. If one simply begins devotional service, he's immediately protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So another type of protection is that Krishna maintains us. You might think, okay, sannyasi should be fearless, but what about grihasthas? So Prabhupada says, there's no need to think how to keep body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. The example from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Shivas Thakur. One day, Lord Chaitanya called Shivas Pandit aside and asked him confidentially about family matters. The Lord said, I see you never go anywhere. How will you manage to make ends meet in the family, and how are you doing so presently? Shivas replied, my Lord, I don't have the heart to go anywhere. And the Lord asked, you have a large family to maintain. How will you look after them? So Shiva said, well, whatever is my destiny will come. Each person receives his due. He'll surely find whatever providence provides. We shall manage with whatever comes our way. And the Lord said, then with this mentality, Shivas, take sannyas. Shiva said, that is not possible for me. The Lord said, on the one hand, you refuse to beg alms as a sannyas. On the other hand, you don't make an effort for your livelihood or even collect food door to door. How do you plan to maintain your family? I am unable to understand you. Nowadays, if one doesn't make the effort of going here and there, nothing will come of its own accord. Under the circumstances, please tell me what you propose to do. Shivas Pandit said, here is my explanation. 1, 2, 3. The Lord said, kindly clarify why you've clapped 3 times. What does 1, 2, 3 mean? Shivas replied calmly, I've taken a solemn vow that if after fasting for 3 days I do not get food by its own accord, then I will tie a stone around my neck and throw myself in the Ganga to drown. Lord Chaitanya heard this. He roared like thunder and said, what did you say, Shivas? You may fast due to lack of food by some rare chance. Even Lakshmi may have to go begging, but your family will never experience poverty. Shivas, have you already forgotten what I said in Gita? Those who worship me with devotion, meditating upon my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Those devotees who are fixed in undeviating meditation on me have never to beg at the doorstep of anyone. All mystic potencies automatically manifest in them. Even when the personified Vedas, even the personified four Vedic gurus of Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha come knocking at their doors, and my servants turn down such offers. My devotees are fully protected by my Sudarshan disc at all times, even at the time of total annihilation of this material universe. They remain completely transcendental and unaffected. Even one who simply remembers my devotee, I take responsibility for maintaining them. Okay, got that? Just remember the devotee. Surely the servant of my servant is most dear to me, and he certainly attains my shelter. My servants need not have any concern about their maintenance, since I take their responsibilities on my shoulders. I will personally provide. So, Shivasta Pandit, you just remain happily in your house, and every requirement will automatically come to you. I am also blessing you and Sri Adwaita with the boon that your transcendental bodies will never be affected by old age and debility. Okay, so there we have it. Even your hostess, if you surrender, Krishna will take care. And the end of that purport of where Krishna says, surrender to me, well, he explains the word mashucha, don't fear. So Prabhupada says, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry. He says that in the purport. These are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna, but such worry is useless. So Prabhupada again in one lecture asks us to surrender. Krishna is asking us. This may seem a very simple instruction to follow, but our reaction is usually, oh, surrender, give up, I have so many responsibilities, and Maya says, don't do it, or you'll be out of my clutches, just stay in my clutches, and I'll kick you. So you have to surrender, you're forced. You can't deny it. He says, whether you surrender to monarchy, democracy, aristocracy, or dictatorship, you have to surrender. Without surrender, there's no life. So no one can say, I'm not surrendered to anyone, not a single person. The difference is where he surrenders. So there's a story about Akbar and Birbal, his minister, where Birbal was telling the emperor Akbar, you know, everyone, all the men listen to their wife. And Akbar said, I can't believe that. How is that possible? He said, okay, let's make a test. So they called all the men of the city to come to the court. And the king and Birbal said, okay, whoever listens to your wife, you go on this side. And whoever doesn't listen, you stay here. So there was a stampede. All of them went except one man. And then Akbar said, oh, okay, you're a very courageous man. Why didn't you go over there? And he said, because my wife told me to avoid crowds. So everyone listens to their wife. and Birbal proved it to Akbar. So we surrender. Everybody has to surrender in some way or other. You have to accept the principle of surrender. You can't avoid it. So then another, he says, and we don't agree to serve Krishna, so we serve dog. And he's Prabhupada, another lecture in Bombay, 73. He said, why should I serve Krishna? I'll serve dog. I'll keep a dog, take him in the street. When he stands, I'll stand. When he passes urine, I'll wait. So if you don't serve God, you have to serve dog. You cannot be without service. Let me see that. So, but you won't be satisfied by such service. And the master whom you're serving, he won't be satisfied, and you won't be satisfied. But if you serve Krishna, he'll be satisfied, and you'll be satisfied. So, yes, Purchit was surrendered. Again, another translation of Sarvadharma and Piritarja. My dear sons, why are you rotting in this miserable world? Come to me. I'll give you all protection. You are the son of the Supreme. You can enjoy life very supremely without any death. Why are you rotting? That is Krishna's mercy. That's a beautiful translation. And here's another translation. You rascal, give up all your nonsense and surrender to me. These are all different ways that Prabhupada translated this verse. Another one, Don't remain like cats and dogs. Be intelligent and come back to me. And so these are all different ways where Prabhupada was speaking, and he translated this verse. Here's another one. Give up searching for your happiness in your own way by migrating from one kind of life to another. Just take shelter of me, and I will take charge of you. These are all Prabhupada's explanations of that verse in different ways to understand that verse, different perceptions. And another reason why we should surrender is because Krishna changes our destiny. In Brahma Samhita, it says that yasvinda gopamata venda maho sakarma. Destiny can be changed by Krishna. And Prabhupada said, yes, it can be changed. Otherwise, it's a lie when Krishna says, aham tvam sarvapape vim. Krishna's lying if he says, I will give you protection, if he doesn't change your destiny. That's what protection means also, if he changes our destiny. So Pariksit was surrendered. At the end of his life, he said to the sages, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul. Let Mother Ganges, representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I've already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmin created, bite me at once. I only desire you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Krishna. And so that's 1.19.15, and Prabhupada says that as soon as one is given up completely unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he's not at all afraid of death. The atmosphere created by the presence of great devotees of the Lord on the bank of the Ganges and Maharaj Pariksit's complete acceptance of the Lord's lotus feet were sufficient guarantee to the king for going back to Godhead. He thus became absolutely free from all fear of death. Then another thing that Pariksit said, after an offering obeisances to all you Brahmins, I pray, if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. So another person, Pariksit, is compared to is Rantidev. So let's hear about Rantidev from 9th canto, 21st chapter. Rantidev never endeavored to earn anything. He would enjoy whatever he got by providence. But when guests came, he would give them everything. So as he underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family, indeed he and his family members shivered for want of food and water, yet Rantidev always remained sober. Once, after fasting for 48 days, in the morning, Rantidev received some water and food made with milk and ghee, but when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahmin guest arrived. Because Rantidev perceived the presence of the Supreme Lord everywhere and in every living entity, he received the guest with faith and respect and gave him a share of the food. The Brahmin guest ate his share and then went away. Then, having divided the remaining food with his relatives, Rantidev was just about to eat his own share when a Shudra guest arrived. Seeing the Shudra in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Rantidev gave him also a share of the food. When the Shudra went away, another guest arrived, surrounded by dogs, and said, O King, I and my company of dogs are very hungry. Please give us something to eat. Thereafter, only the drinking water remained, and there was only enough to satisfy one person. But when the king was just about to drink it, a chandala appeared and said, O King, although I'm lowborn, kindly give me some drinking water. Aggrieved at hearing the pitiable words of the poor, fatigued chandala, Maharaj Rantidev spoke the following Aitarian words, I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so they may be free from suffering. Having spoken thus, King Rantidev, although on the verge of death because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. So Pariksit is also described as being magnanimous. How was he magnanimous? We heard how when Kali came, he spared him He didn't kill Kali, although Kali was beating a cow, hurting a cow, a bull. He spared Kali. He spared Kali. Because why? Why did he spare Kali? He was magnanimous. Because he knew that this age of Kali, if you do something auspicious, you get good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed. So this is thinking, if you think of auspicious acts. And so now we have a concession in this age. If we think something good, we'll get the results of that. If we think something bad, we won't get the results. On the contrary, you get all the good effects of your devotional service in the mind, or good deeds in the mind. You will get all the results. So, the purport of in the 18th chapter, this is described that Maharaj Pariksha was not unnecessarily envious of the personality of Kali, because the king did not intend to give him any chance to perform any sinful act. So of course he allowed him to stay in those four places, but there were none of those four sinful places in his kingdom. Then he said, okay, you can go to gold. But then the king protected his subjects from being influenced by Kali. How did he protect them? A very interesting way that Prabhupada said that he protected his subjects. How did he do it? He did Harinam Sankirtan, even before Lord Chaitanya came. Isn't that interesting? it was there even 5,000 years ago, that's what Prabhupada says anyway. Here's in the purport, Prabhupada says, at the end of Bhagavatam, it is said, even though all the various activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in the age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So the last verse of Bhagavatam glorifies Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. Thus, Maharaj Pariksha made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy name, and thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. Well, maybe, I don't know if it was Sankirtan, but somehow they were chanting the holy names. They were doing Harinam. Okay, so Prabhupada was a great soul, like Maharaj Pariksha. He was surrendered, he was religious, he was magnanimous, he gave us the highest thing. And so we are very fortunate to be here. We can take advantage of the chanting and spread it also to others. So I'll stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Sukada.
You mentioned that in Kali Yuga, if you think something bad, you don't get a result from it.
Yeah.
But isn't it true that there's thinking, feeling, and willing, so that if you meditate on it too long, it will become something that you...
Yeah, if you meditate too long, it starts in the subtle, it goes to the gross.
Mm-hmm.
But in the previous ages, just by thinking of doing it, you would get the punishment.
Mm.
Just like the wife of Jamadagni, Renuka, she thought of illicit sex, and he killed her because of that thought.
How did he know that?
Huh?
How did he know that she...
He was a mystic.
Oh.
He's a mystic yoga. He knows she was late for bringing the flowers back for his yagya. Why was she late? Because she saw the Gandharvas in the river, and Gandharva enjoying in the river, and he knew. You knew why she was late?
Hmm.
I mean, but that was extreme punishment, so he also got killed too. His head got cut off. So yeah, it wasn't proper punishment. It was extreme. Not only he had her killed, he had all his those four sons killed too. It's like, that's too much. You know?
Who was it that you were saying was doing the Harinam?
Maharaj Pariksha. Prabhupada said here, he organized.
Oh, wow.
He made an organized effort to propagate chanting of the Lord's holy name.
Yeah, yeah.
So Harinam was there even in the time of Pariksha.
Yeah.
That's and quite interesting.
I was going to mention that, you know, you were talking about Srivas, you know.
Yeah.
in Runty Dave, how they didn't endeavor at all to support their family, even to the extent that Runty Dave, you know, they were shivering.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously those were special personalities.
Yes.
And Prabhupada never...
Yeah, he didn't tell us to imitate Runty Dave or Shivas Thakur.
Like
we have to follow the footsteps again. As Prabhupada said in the purport, we have to follow in the footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
But not Anu Sharan and not Anu Karan. We should not imitate the great souls. I mean, Shivas is Narada Muni. How can we compare? And Runty Dave. You know, we can't compare to these personalities. So, but in our own way, you know, I think that the best we can do is give up anxiety or worry.
That's difficult.
Huh? Very difficult. I mean, yeah, I mean, we endeavor and still we worry. We endeavor for our maintenance and still we worry. It's so young.
If I remember correctly, didn't in that situation, Lord Chaitanya asked his brother Ramai Pandit to take care of Shivas?
I don't remember that, but I remember he told Shivananda Sen to take care of Bhavananda Roy. Somebody. Vasudeva was supposed to take care of
because he's,
the Roy's.
Because he would spend so much, he was like so giving.
Yeah.
And so.
I remember that part that he asked Vasudeva? No. That's Vasudeva to take care of? Or somebody to take care of? Shinam Sen to take care of Vasudeva. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I remember, but I don't remember.
Do you remember about something about, he said, so Lord Chaitanya said to Ramai, so. You take care of him.
He's
or something.
Part of the Shiva's family.
Not for maintenance? Okay, I thought it was something about, he said something to his brother to take care of him. But yeah, Shivananda Singh.
I mean, that it's all the whole family. It's Shiva's family is including Ramai and everybody. That's a large family. It was big.
Four brothers.
And then there were three brothers, Mukunda Narahari, or three brothers, one of them did pujari service, and one of them made the money, and then one of them traveling around, so I guess that's one example. There's some examples like we see in that sense.
I think in the Roy family, again, Ramananda was with Intima Soshet, and then Badinath served. Was Pujari like, and the other ones were making money and different things.
Mm-hmm. Where does it say that by thinking in mind there's no...
By thinking?
In mind.
No, thinking bad things, bad karma, vikarma.
There is no...
This is a verse, 118.7.
No anudisti kalim samrab. It doesn't say exactly that. That verse, no anudisti kalim samrat sarangaiva sarabhu, kusalani asu siddhanti itarani kritani ja. That the question, because I hear this a lot in our temple, but exactly it doesn't say exactly that. There is a further explanation required. When Golgunda Maharaj was asked that question, he said, yes, you are thinking of ordinary common people. But you're talking about devotees. But when devotees in Kali Yuga, they are not Kali Yuga Jiva once they took the process. They are as good as Satya Yuga Jiva because they are following Prabhupada. And so just by thinking bad about another devotee, you think there is nothing bad reaction? No, don't take it there.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I just take, because Prabhupada does explain it, he translates it like that. And I mean, he translates the verse. So you're saying that Radha Govinda Maharaj is saying that this applies to non-devotees?
Right.
Okay.
This is not, because devotees are advanced. They are not actually...
Yeah, I have heard, when I have said this before, when I have quoted this verse, I've heard devotees say, but I get the reaction if I think something.
Yeah, I also have that experience in Vrindavan.
Because in the Facebook they see so many horrible things about some other devotees.
You don't get the exact reaction that you're supposed to get for that bad deed.
Correct.
You know, that's what it's saying here. You know, you think of killing someone, you don't get killed.
Madhurya Kadambini says, even if you contemplate in the mind,
yeah,
it's less than if you speak about it.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Once you speak
exactly.
about it, many people heard it, then the reaction will be worse. But yeah. If you contemplate in the mind, you can purify by taking shelter of the Holy Name.
Yeah. I can give you an example of my own life. One time I was in Vrindavan, and my training before I was a devotee is I was a musician. Mm. So I like sweet kirtans, and some kirtans I don't like. And so one time I was walking by the temple and I heard one kirtan. I said, oh my God, oh. And then I tripped and fell immediately. I said, okay. I said, yeah, you can't think. Yeah, and Bhrijan, he quotes the monkeys, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and he saw one monkey sleeping on the roof and he said, and think no evil. And Vrindavan.
I appreciate your explaining that no anukaran but anusharan. Because I was thinking that no imitation to the great personality.
Yeah.
But while you are speaking, I was thinking that devotee from Africa that who was imitating Haridas Thakur and Prabhupada was reported.
Yeah.
And then the final comment Prabhupada gave that he should not imitate Haridas Thakur. And then he disappeared.
Yeah, he disappeared.
So my question is that I was contemplating also that Rupa Goswami Pad offered the sweet rice to Sanatana Goswami for getting his pleasing. But it appears like Sanatana Goswami Pad was not pleased because he took advantage of Radharani's help. So my point of this surrender, I want to have a clear idea that also we see, I won't say the name you because you know him also. He told me that he was very steady and he said, I'm going to sleep very little. And he was forcing him not to sleep, not to sleep. 3 days he was chanting 64 rounds and going to Mangalarti and everything. And then on the fourth day, he went to sleep for 12 hours and he missed everything, even chanting Hare Krishna for that day.
Yeah, Madhurya Kadambini describes that as one of the symptoms of anishchita vajana kriya, or unsteady. Without nishtha. You make these vows, but you can't keep them. That's number
so we have
five.
To be realistic, no?
Yeah.
Because Sivas Thakur, those are great examples.
Yeah.
We appreciate. Yeah. But practically, how it's relevant to our life.
Exactly. We can't say, okay, from today, I'm not going to endeavor for my maintenance and let Krishna give.
Can you explain what is the difference between laziness versus dependence on Krishna?
Well, laziness means, Krishna. An example Prabhupada gives is Arjuna. When Krishna said, you know, I've already killed everyone, it's not that Arjuna just sat in the chariot and said, oh, great. Okay, you do it. Why should I do anything? Why should I serve? And also, you know, Prabhupada has said that, you know, it's already spread all over the world, it's already happened, so why should we endeavor to preach? You know? And Prabhupada gave the answer, so you will get the credit.
That's a very good answer.
You will get the credit. Yeah, it's already done. Nobody needs you to fulfill the prediction. But if you want to get the credit and go back to Godhead, you know, then you should do it. Yes, fair enough.
You were talking about protection.
Yeah.
And that Krishna protects us. And I remember this is a praise of Prabhupada that like you were explaining that one verse he said it in so many ways.
Yeah.
So I read this purport, and it, in the Bhagavatam it was talking about Tathasta Shakti,
mm-hmm.
that it's marginal. It's not in the internal potency, it's not in the external potency, but it's marginal,
mm-hmm.
The Shakti. So, and then Prabhupada talks about internal potency, that, you know, the fire, if you're in the fire, you're iron and you're in the fire, the mm-hmm. iron becomes like fire.
Right.
And then, so I'm assuming Prabhupada's going to say that, so you want to be in the internal potency, linked with the internal potency, but Prabhupada doesn't say that. Prabhupada has his own way of saying it. He says, you have to be protected. If you're under the protection of Krishna, whether you're in the internal potency or you're in the external potency, it doesn't matter, as long as you're in the protection of Krishna. And I thought that was very amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. No comment. Shikara.
You were talking about kirtan, mm-hmm. you know, how certain kirtan didn't like. I mean, Prabhupada did give instructions on how kirtan should be performed. So
yes.
Do you have any comment on that? Or?
Well, the main thing is you should hear the voice of the person who is the leading. And oftentimes, like in kirtan, sometimes even in Vrindavan, the mridanga, you hear the mridanga only,
mm-hmm.
because they want to show their beats that they know. And you can't, the singer is drowned out. So that's kind of like a very unpleasant sound.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear?
Instrument.
Yeah, instrument should be subordinate. I think that's the most important thing. Number one, instrument should be subordinate, and number two, Srila Prabhupada wanted a very sweet sound, not a clashing, clanging, you know.
So in that case, you weren't really offensive.
Hmm?
In that case, it seems like you weren't really offensive.
Maybe, but Krishna... Maybe it was I didn't like the tune or something. I don't remember exactly. It could be that I just didn't like their voice or the tune. It's probably more like me. You know, that guy shouldn't be singing. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. If you're thinking, you're talking about Vrindavan, you were thinking something and then you immediately got a reaction.
Yeah.
What about the opposite? That if you think a nice
yes,
thought,
yes,
then
yes.
What will happen? Flowers will come, or you know, what will happen then? I'd like to know that.
Okay, we got some online question here. I gotta put my glove. Online comment or question from? Thanks. We should give up material anxiety, but as his divine. Hridayananda recently reminded us we should be lying awake in anxiety for service. And Srila Prabhupada was pacing at night in Mayapur waiting for His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj in connection with the Mayapur land purchase. So, okay, give up material anxiety, but have anxiety for service.
There's some other online questions. There's two more.
Two more.
The first
question.
One is from Ragatmika Mataji. In the purport, Prabhupada says that Yayati's daughter and grandson bestowed upon
mm-hmm.
him their accumulated virtue.
Yes.
How does this happen, and can anyone do that by desiring it?
Yeah, well, the story is in Mahabharata, which I didn't have access to. I couldn't find. I wanted to tell that story, but I don't exactly know how they did it, but they just... said, okay, I give the result of this activity for him. It's actually an example in the story of Durvasa and Ambarish. Durvasa was being chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, and Ambarish says in a verse, if my family has done anything good, please give the results to Durvasa. So what we can practically do, I know a lot of mothers do, is they donate their rounds to their children, or chant extra rounds for their children. And they do that for the gurus, like for His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. I've heard that the disciples have, when he gets really sick, then they chant extra rounds and donate it to his betterment. So that's how you do it. That's what I've seen practically in action. And I know a lot of mothers do it, and disciples do it for their gurus. So that's what you can do.
Next question, last one, is from Bhagavati Mataji.
Bhagavati, okay.
Maharaj Jayati is celebrated as a great king.
Yeah.
Even though in his youth he had some discrepancies.
Yeah.
Are there lessons there for us?
Are there lessons for us? What I can see is don't waste time. Prabhupada was always telling us, don't waste your time. And we took that up because in our youth, we gave up our youth, basically, to serve Srila Prabhupada. And that's why so many got married late, had children late, like I had children when I was almost 40, although I was married for 19 years. We lived brahmachari for 12 years. He was with the brahmacharis, I was with the ladies. So we give up our youth, and that's what Prabhupada asked of us. But now it's changed, times have changed. You don't have to do that. The movement wasn't established, we had to do it. But now it's already established. So don't be like Maharaj Jayati and waste your time. Don't be like that. Yeah, it doesn't even work. that lesson we can learn. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Do service for Krishna. Do devotional service every day. Chant your rounds. Haribo. Okay, Jai, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's mercy.